Bienvenue sur In Confidence, votre podcast pour les femmes, par les femmes. Ici, nous nous confions à vous, nous vous racontons tout, nous vous livrons tout, et nous attendons que vous en fassiez de même. Alors aujourd'hui, c'est l'épisode 3, et nous allons à l'intérieur de nous, le thème « Qui es-tu ?». Bienvenue, je suis Bubble.
And I'm Kana, welcome to In Confidence, the podcast for women, by women, where we confide in each other and free ourselves of personal burdens. Welcome to episode number 3, titled, Who Are You? I'm your other host, I'm Kana. Hi, Bubble.
Hi, Kana.
How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
Okay, I'm great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Happy to be here, and on to a wonderful year.
I know, thank you.
Yes.
Same. Happy New Year, everybody. We wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely. What's our theme today? I heard you say,
who
are
you?
That makes me think of a perfect song. Let me play it for you. That's going to bring back nice memories for everybody, I think.
Horatio.
Ah ouais. That's wonderful.
I do.
Thank you. Me
je
too.
Veux savoir aussi,
moi aussi, moi aussi. And you, we'll get to know each other today. Bubble.
Yes.
Who are you?
Qui suis-je?
And why do you want to talk about that? I thought we should tell people a bit more about who we are. And why we're doing what this is, why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, okay. Alors, qui suis-je, la question. On va parler d'abord basiquement, en surface.
Mm-hmm.
Une jeune femme, late trentenaire, maman, épouse, enfin presque ex, hein. Mm-hmm. Enfin bon, épouse, femme active dans la vie de tous les jours, passionnée de communication. Et une boule d'énergie, une véritable boule d'énergie. Oui, en gros, ma présentation serait ça. And what about you?
For me, well, I'm a woman, obviously. Originally from Senegal, West Africa.
Oh yeah, same for me, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't mention it.
But I live in the US. I'm a professional woman there. I've been living there for over 20 years in North America anyway.
Yes, yes.
I'm in my early 40s.
Don't cry, you don't look like.
Oh my God, okay, well, I am soon to be divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process of divorcing, I guess.
Join the club.
Not by choice, but we'll talk about that some other time. No children yet.
I am your children.
Yes. You have my children.
I do have yours.
Yes. And then I have a passion for service, for serving others, mm-hmm. for working with others. I love photography. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I am a loyal friend. I'm very devoted to the people I love. I love watching TV, murder mysteries, figuring things out. For those of you in the US, I'm sure you know the ID Network. Yeah, I'm one of those. That's what I watch all day, every day. When I'm not watching, yeah, no, well.
Well.
And then, yeah, what else can I say about myself? I'm generous to a fault. Everybody tells me that. I love to read. I have a great collection of books. The bane of my existence is weight.
Weight.
I never really had weight issues until I left Senegal and went to live in North America. And I've been losing it, gaining it back, and then gained it back some more after I lost my mother a few years ago. So that's the bane of my existence. People think I'm very open and fun, yeah. But I'm actually very introspective. I like being alone. I like my quiet time. And this show is great for me because it's a way for me of opening up. I want to be a different person this year. So I am opening up with this show, and that's why I love doing it, Bubble. That's my intro for you.
Fantastic. Yes. Thank you, Kana, for letting us know a little bit more.
Merci à toi. Merci.
Merci beaucoup. Alors, bon, moi, c'est vrai que je n'ai pas été aussi
vas-y, prends ton
ouverte
temps, hein,
que ça, mais non, parce que finalement, je pense que c'est très bien.
Ouais.
Je pense que c'est très bien de commencer par là, basiquement,
voilà.
Parce qu'on revient très vite et on va un peu plus profond.
D'accord.
Ok.
Okay.
So let's play it.
Yes. So we'll be back in a few seconds just to talk some more. Who are you?
I'm Bubble.
And I'm Kana.
Who are you? I really want to know. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the show. This is In Confidence, episode number 3, and we're talking about who we are. Bubble, you just told us who you are, but I want to know, I want you to go a level deeper. I want to know more about you. Like, who are you really deep down?
I can go deeper.
Okay,
alors, Kana, la question c'est qui je suis réellement, pas qui je suis en surface.
Mm-hmm.
Alors, pour commencer, je dirais que comment je me définis, je suis l'enfant de quelqu'un. Donc, je suis une fille. Je suis la sœur de mes frères et sœurs. Je suis l'épouse de quelqu'un, enfin je l'étais, enfin je le suis, je l'étais, enfin bref. Et most of all, je suis la mère de deux adorables bambins. Et je me rends compte que jusque-là, on m'aurait posé la question encore il y a quelques temps, je me serais peut-être arrêtée à ça. Mais je me rends compte que tous ces différents rôles finalement ne sont qu'une partie de qui je suis réellement. Je suis perçue comme ça, parce que c'est ce que je suis fondamentalement, mais qui je suis en réalité, je suis un être humain. Je suis une femme forte, en tout cas qu'il paraît, mais extrêmement fragilisée par les aléas de la vie. Je suis quelqu'un qui a beaucoup, qui donne beaucoup, qui a beaucoup à offrir et qui reçoit très peu. Je suis pas facile d'accès dans le sens où j'ai été tellement blessée auparavant que je ne fais plus confiance à personne suffisamment pour finalement m'atteindre parce que je suis touchée au plus profond de moi quand les coups bas arrivent, parce que ce sont des choses qui arrivent. Alors, je suis cette personne, cet être humain pleine d'espoir. Je suis cette femme déterminée aujourd'hui à vivre ma vie telle que je l'aperçois. Je suis où je suis en train de devenir, où je suis en train de me rendre compte que je suis une femme qui était à côté de la plaque et qui veut reprendre sa vie en main. Je suis une femme qui a énormément d'amour à donner et qui veut en recevoir encore plus, tout simplement. Je suis une passionnée de la vie. Je suis une passionnée de l'amour, essentiellement, vraiment, vraiment. Je suis quelqu'un qui aime beaucoup discuter. Je suis passionnée de communication, aussi bien dans mon métier que dans la vie de tous les jours. Mm-hmm. Le partage, de l'échange de points de vue, de vision, c'est ma passion. Et je pense que ça définit réellement qui je suis. Je suis un être humain avant tout. Je ne me définis pas comme autre chose qu'un être humain. I guess c'est déjà pas mal.
It's beautiful. Merci, Bobo.
Yael.
Beautiful.
So, Kana.
And I think you're that and so much more.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I love who you are.
Thank I love who you are too. Too much love for
yes.
you. Yes. Okay, now tell us a little bit more.
About who I am.
Who are you?
Qui je suis réellement.
Yes.
I'm a woman of faith.
Yes.
I am my mother's child. I am so proud to be her child. I love that woman. She was a strong woman who fought for me, essentially, and who fought hard in life just to raise from very humble circumstances. And her life was devoted to me. And so I am her child after being God's creation. That's how I would define myself, my mother's child. I am, I think I have a pleasant personality. People take to me easily. Maybe I seem a bit too open. So people take that access and who I am for granted. But I'm actually an introvert. I actually like my quiet time. I don't share easily. I'm very private. I am actually very conservative, Bubble. That might surprise you.
Yeah, no, I know.
Because of my life experiences, you would think that I'm open-minded, which I am, but with others. So that I would encourage people to be free and try different things and live their lives fully. Mm-hmm. But I tend to be very careful and conservative in my own life. That's funny, but yeah. I am a bit naive. I always assume that people are good and intend good for me. Yeah. And so I'm often disappointed that it's not always the case. But I'm resilient. I am loyal. I am strong. I am dignified. I am respectful. I respect human beings just because they are human beings, not because of their status or who they are or what they might have. I don't really care about any of that. I just like people and respect them as I see them. I also, just like you, we have so much in common, feel like I am always ready to go out of my way for other people, but I don't necessarily get that back in return, which I guess the lesson there is to just be who you are, do what you need to do and not expect anything.
From anyone.
Exactly. I also feel like I have a sense of what I want my life to be, but I've been running a parallel race. Like I'm not doing everything I'm supposed to do.
That's a concept,
according right? to who I know I can be. Like I'm not living up to my potential yet. And I love that we're doing this show because I think this is sort of like having a personal journal but on audio. And I think the fact that we're talking so often and every week now is going to help me focus back
and unleash
that potential and rise to the occasion.
Unleash the dragon.
And then the interactions with all the women out there are going to help us, or help me actually fulfill all of that potential.
Help us, I think.
Yeah, I love to share. I just love to share of myself, of my time, of helping people and seeing them thrive. And then I go on lay on my couch in my bed with a book, and I don't thrive like I'm supposed to. So it's a lot of contradictions, but I guess that's life. Yeah, that's who I am. I would love to be a mother. Okay, I'm early 40s, so there's still hope.
Stop now.
Well, yeah, I have to kind of find a dad now because my husband walked out on me a couple of months ago. But that's another show. Yeah, so I would love to be a mother. I would love to see who I would be as a mother.
You'd be.
I'm not very patient. That's the American. That's the American in me. I'm not very patient.
You are.
No, I'm patient.
You're doing well with my kids.
Yeah, with your kids, I am. I love them. I'm not just about kids, but in life in general. Like when I'm driving here, I find everything. I'm in Senegal right now, guys. But I find everything so, so slow.
I know.
Yeah, so I know that, you know, yeah, that's the American in me. Yeah. And that's who I am, I think, that I can tell you. I'm devoted to friends, to loved ones, and to serving other human beings, in particular women. Okay, for now, I think that gives you a deeper sense of who I am, Bobo.
Hey.
And yeah, so we want to know, who are you guys? Can you please comment? Let us know how you're liking the show. And then who are you, and who are you becoming? And we want to find out. Please, yeah. please.
Ladies, dites-nous tout, on veut savoir tout. Dites-nous qui vous êtes, qui êtes-vous, ça nous intéresse.
Mm-hmm.
Envoyez-nous des commentaires, partagez avec nous votre identité, votre perception que vous avez de vous, celle que les autres ont de vous, celle que vous avez envie d'être, de devenir, de paraître. Dites-nous tout sur vous, mm-hmm. les filles. OK? So.
Yes. So.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us, Kana.
Who are you?
The temp today.
Who are you?
Yeah. That's the question, guys.
Are you? Yeah, I'll be watching for your comments to find out who are you out there.
I know. Alors, cet épisode aujourd'hui était essentiellement un petit exercice pour apprendre un petit peu, enfin pour vous permettre d'apprendre un petit peu plus sur nous,
mm-hmm.
mais également aujourd'hui c'est plus une question existentielle.
Mm-hmm.
Qui sommes-nous réellement? Est-ce que on est le produit de la société? Est-ce qu'on est réellement celle qu'on devrait être? Est-ce qu'on est vraiment à notre place tout simplement? Est-ce qu'on se connaît soi-même? C'est mm-hmm. important. Il est important pour nous de réfléchir sur ces questions avec vous, en tant que femme, en tant mm-hmm. que mère, en mm-hmm. tant qu'épouse, en tant qu'africaine, en tant que femme noire, en tant que femme de tous horizons, pas seulement les femmes noires, pas seulement les africaines, mais vraiment de voir si on est vraiment en phase avec nous-mêmes, mmh. en tant qu'être humain, comme je l'ai dit tout à l'heure. Nous espérons vraiment pouvoir interagir avec vous dessus. N'hésitez pas à nous dire ce que vous en pensez. N'hésitez pas à partager avec nous vos expériences. Qui êtes-vous? Qu'est-ce que la vie a fait de vous? Quelles sont vos attentes par rapport à votre identité? Bon, n'hésitez
Thank
pas à nous retrouver
you.
En tout cas sur
Instagram, on est sur Facebook, on est sur YouTube, on a une adresse email in
Twitter,
in confidence avec un S à la fin. I love it. I love this show. I think for me, it's I needed to open up, to start opening up to you and to the audience, because that's the foundation of what we're doing here. I know I personally need to open up and confide in others more. And that was my first attempt. I hope we didn't disappoint.
No.
But I think with these conversations, we're going to open up, confide in each other. And that's going to be the foundation of us going to a place where we can check each other and say, oh, but this is who you are. This is what you're trying to accomplish. You're doing something totally different. Or, oh, wow, yeah, you're doing well.
Yeah.
Keep good. Keep doing that.
Yeah.
So I think it's important. And so we can't wait to hear from you. We're on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We have an email address. We're on Twitter. In Confidences. Just like you see the title of the show, in one word, that's our handle on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. Our email is in.confidences@gmail.com. And then we are also on Facebook. You type in Confidence and you will pop right up. And you can't miss us. It's the bright yellow with the seemingly African looking women seeming to whisper or speak into each other's ears. Okay, thank you so much for listening to us today, Bubble.
Thank
you. Want to say bye?
I want to say I love you. I want to say to the whole
bye bye
world that 2019 is gonna be your year.
Yeah.
Kana.
Absolument. Merci beaucoup de nous avoir suivis aujourd'hui. Et on vous donne rendez-vous jeudi prochain pour un nouvel épisode de In Confidence. On va d'ailleurs vous l'annoncer dans quelques jours sur Facebook. Comme ça, vous pourrez nous envoyer vos commentaires et vos questions avant même qu'on enregistre le show.
Ne loupez pas.
We'd love to interact with you that way. Everything will be posted online before we even record the show, so you can comment and send us your questions. We'd love to respond to your questions. Until then, guys, take care.
Bye-bye.
À très bientôt. Take care of yourselves and have a wonderful first week of 2019. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was good.
That was great.
Oh.
Hannah.
Yeah. I got to find out a bit more about you. As long as I've known you,
yeah.
I did discover some things about you.
Really?
Yes. Oui.
Oh. Ciao.
Et toi?
Moi aussi.
Ah, super.
Franchement, en plus, c'est que c'est pas préparé. C'est totalement
spontané. That's the idea.
Cut it. Bye. Cut. Bye.